There is a saying in our Vipassana world that goes, if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And you might keep that in mind. If it's not simple, maybe it's not mindfulness. Your experience, what's happening to you, in some ways might be complicated. But we're looking for a simple awareness of what's happening, not needing to analyze or engineer or try to figure out hard what's going on. And one way to take it, making it simple, is to be content to be aware of what's obvious. Where a big part of what we're doing here is appreciating the simple awareness that's able to recognize what is obvious. So if the obvious seems way too ordinary, way too pedestrian, like this can't really be the depths of the Dharma, then you're probably looking in the wrong direction. The direction to appreciate then is just the simplicity of awareness, the miracle of awareness, the miracle that you can know, recognize, perceive what's happening. The five aggregates can seem like a complicated teaching. However, if you never heard about the five aggregates, you'd still be aware of them. You don't have to actually know those names for them to be present for the experience that we recognize as the five aggregates. You've already succeeded if you're aware. I associate the first two aggregates a lot with the body. Sitting and meditating, doing a walking meditation. Let the body be the support, the foundation. Upon which everything else rests. And if you sit quietly here now and feel what's obvious in your body, what do you become aware of? If you grant your body permission to feel exactly what it's feeling, whatever it might be. For a few moments, the generosity of just allowing it to be as it is. And to know what's obvious, to feel what's obvious. You might notice tensions. And before you relax it, just to feel it. And in doing so, perhaps appreciating your capacity to let things be in your body, even if they're uncomfortable. And for awareness, attention, to be present for it. Maybe a kind of attention that gives room for your experience. And at the beginning of a sitting, after being present in this kind of way for your experience, if there's some easy places to relax in your body, soften. Relax without ambition. The muscles of the face. Perhaps the shoulders. And for the belly, instead of relaxing the belly, maybe releasing the belly. Also, if there's any tension or contraction in the mind, pressure in the mind, maybe associated with thinking, perhaps that can be relaxed or released. Relaxing as if the surface waves of the lake calm down, the waves of thinking. Released. As if space is made in the mind. And then being present for what's obvious in the body's experience of breathing. If it's easy, relaxing as you exhale. And the end of the exhale. Perhaps allowing the, for a very short pause, momentary pause before you breathe in. A pause just long enough that you can switch to a receiving mode for the inhale. Allowing the body to receive. The movement, the sensation of breathing in. A momentary pause, perhaps at the end of the exhale, so you feel the body's desire to breathe in and then allow for it. Allow and receive. And at the beginning of the exhale, allow the release. Allow the letting go to release. And if you find yourself thinking a lot, no need to be bothered by it. But if you know it, you're thinking, maybe it's enough just to know. And to stay with the breathing. Letting thinking be in the background or without giving it to more importance than it needs to have. Or maybe as you exhale, Gently letting go of thinking, and letting go into the body breathing. And perhaps a way of being simple with the breathing. Is to let each inhale and exhale exist and it exist on its own in the present moment without reference to the past and the future. As if an inhale is just itself. Exhale appears without reference to past and future breaths, just this exhale. The inhale appears in awareness. Always appearing in the present. The exhale appears and disappears in the present. The awareness of inhale is always an event of the present moment. Awareness only exists in the present. Awareness itself, in its simplicity, does not need any reference to the past and the future. Just this moment of being aware. If instead of breathing, strong sensations in your body are what is coming into awareness, might there be a way to relax your mind, your attention, to allow strong sensations to be there simply? Maybe the awareness of discomfort can be supported, carried by the breathing that breathes through the discomfort, breathes with it. And then with whatever is your experience now, maybe with whatever is obvious, where is it on the spectrum that goes between pleasant and unpleasant? Is it more on the pleasant side or the unpleasant? More neutral? And if it's obvious enough, the feeling tone, might there be a way of making room, releasing around the feeling tone to make room for it, allow for it to be there? Maybe with a sense that the awareness has enough room to receive it, to allow it to breathe with it. It might be okay to notice the impact that pleasant or unpleasant has on you. The subjective impact. Allowing it to be the way it is. We're finding a relaxed awareness, an open, spacious awareness. Of how things are in the present. When things occur, they occur in the present moment. Things appear, it's here and now, they appear for us. The inhale appears, and comes to an end. Sensations of exhale begin. They appear. Sounds appear. Sensations of the body appear. Some persist. And while they persist, others appear. Thoughts appear. And they can be sticky, so that we don't see them as simply phenomena appearing. Thoughts appear with lots of space around them. Parts of thoughts appear. If you think in words, individual words appear. And what appears is also how we lose touch with the appearance of things, the thoughts, the feelings, the reactions, the resistance. The judgments and the commentary. But all of those things also just are appearances that come and they go. Each of them with somewhere on this range of. They appear in pleasant ways and unpleasant ways or neutral. In the river of time, the river of now, Maybe it's a surprise that our capacity to sense and to feel and to know and be aware is always now. And in the last minute of this sitting, what might it be like for you to be simple? Simple awareness. Allowing the awareness of that's now. Attend, be aware of what is now. There's this idea that the beginning of all things is first the appearance of something, the appearance of something at the senses, the sound of the motorcycle, it appears. Maybe it's pleasant, maybe it's neutral, maybe it's neither, but it appeared and recognition of motorcycle on the road. And then sometimes things are built on top of that. There might be judgments, reactions, tensing up. Something inside pulls away or something leans towards. The thoughts begin to go. Oh, going on a motorcycle trip now would be great. Or how could they have a meditation center near a place where motorcycles drive by? And then the world gets built. So this idea that it all begins one point or other with the momentary sensations that we take in, the perceptions we have. And then we build on top of that, build the aggregates. And sometimes we have built them so much that we mostly relive in one of the aggregates more than the others. We're living in our thoughts, the fourth aggregate. And that's the whole world. What do you mean it all begins with perception? It's last time I had a real perception was last week. I'm just in my thoughts, ideas, and memories and concerns. But this idea, it all begins. And there's this idea that if you like, you can experiment with if you want. There is this idea that everything is always beginning anew every moment. It's kind of a radical idea because we bring so much with us. Nothing wrong with that. It's kind of a deep way in which the psychology works that we bring along our experiences and memories and ideas. But that's just one way, one paradigm. So the paradigm, another way that everything begins now, some way fresh. You're forgiven for everything then. And then to be present for this, to be here, kind of like with a fresh start. What is it that comes into appearance? What are the sensations? What are the pleasant and unpleasantness of what happens? How does the world begin again? And maybe with that idea, you have the opportunity to let it be simple. Maybe it doesn't have to run away with the complicated worlds that take us, leave the present moment behind. Maybe there's something precious about now, being aware now, allowing reality to show itself now in whatever way, partly because the awareness kind of becomes heightened, awareness becomes kind of special that we're conscious. The last I've noticed, we're only ever alive now. We're only ever conscious now. It does make now kind of special. Here. So as you go about the retreat today here at IRC and also those of you online and maybe at home and where you're practicing, you might try to practice at the speed of mindfulness as you go about the center, go about your home. Do things at the speed of mindfulness. And what that means is that whatever speed is appropriate for you, that keeps you close to this present moment. Because it's so easy to start doing things faster, to start making tea or whatever. And in the activity, we lose touch with the present moment. We start thinking about lemon ginger tea, and I should order this at home, and maybe I'll order a big jar, a big package like they, and can I get the address of that? You know, and on the mind goes. And we don't even notice, we hardly been present for the fact that we poured hot water into the teacup because we're already ordering teas. I watch myself as I leave the meditation hall, and it's not uncommon to notice that I'm beginning to lose, wander off, going down those steps up there. My mindfulness lasted as long as the steps. So, but to go at the speed of mindfulness means just to go at that speed where you're likely to notice that you're slipping away. Oh, look, I'm slipping away. And then whatever you do is up to you, but maybe just stay here with it all, here, now, here. Then with walking and meditation, it's a wonderful place. A common practice I have for doing walking meditation is when I start to think, and this it works for me, this image of myself being carried in the passenger seat of a car. It's not literally how it works, but it doesn't matter for my mind, my imagination. And I imagine that the world is coming to me. Rather than me going into the world's coming towards me. And then I just kind of like open up the awareness real wide just to receive the world coming as I walk. And then when the mind feels relaxed, soft, expansive, then for me, then I keep it that way and drop the attention down to the feet and allow, just like the world came towards me. I allow the sensations in my feet to arise, kind of almost like out of the ground, like my feet are sponges and sensations are being received. And then I kind of, walk back and forth and feel the sensations, be present with that. Other ways of practicing walking meditation, but this is one way that I find very nice.